Yeah, it's tough because sometimes churches, you know, maybe towns only have one church, okay, or two, and it just doesn't have anymore. And maybe God has a plan for you to be at that church. You know, you don't like it right now, but maybe he has a plan for you to be there to help it to grow, to transition into something you would love to be at. You know, it's something to pray about for sure, because you have to ask God, what does he want you to do there? Why are you there in the first place? Now, if you still decide to go to another church, look for one with strong biblical teaching, Christ-centered worship that would have a mixture of the old and the new, one that cares about its people, but also is mission-minded to be looking into what they can do in the community. So it's not like, you know, the church country club, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
And then see what you could offer to help that church to be all they can be for his glory. So there's a lot of things to consider when you think, okay, maybe I'm done here at this church. Well, think about it hard. Pray about it hard before you make the move. And it's something that not just regular churchgoers, you know, wrestle with, but, you know, pastors wrestle with this. You know, I mean, like, there's a whole book that I have this book at home. It's called Before You Move. And actually, it's directed towards pastors. And it's like, okay, you know, pastor, before you decide to move to another church, think about it.
you know what I'd say, too, especially to the younger generation, maybe looking for that maybe wow factor. There are definitely churches that we know of, and I know a church, and they I think they have like latte breaks or something.
Yeah.
But you know what? I would also say don't be off put by you walk in and it's like old decor carpet.
Right.
Like, you know what? This is not the reason we go to church. As much as it's nice to have like the most comfortable seats, you know, coffee and, you know, just like great graphics and all that stuff.
Or a church that has all the programs for every single thing that you could ever imagine.
It's true. But at the end of the day, it's like, why are we going to church? You know, we want people who are going to challenge us and make us grow in our faith with God, where we can get into the word, like you said, where they're actually teaching the Bible, not watered down, but like as it is.
Yeah.
Like that's what we want at a church, right? So don't be afraid if you go in and you're like, nah, it's not really my style, because it might actually be.
Well, church isn't supposed to be a consumer-based mentality. I mean, like that's, I see that a lot with people. They go to churches and, you know, here's my to-do list, here's my checklist, my shopping list, so to speak, of what I want in a church. And if it doesn't have it all, I'm not coming.
Check this out. It's so simple. Go into it. Say, Holy Spirit, show me, you know, show me, Lord God, if this is where I need to be.
Yeah.
He'll of course answer that prayer. You know?
Exactly.
There you go. Thank you so much for that question.